The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations to all you jazz fans all over the world. Today we take you way out to Pasadena, California, to listen to some of the outstanding items at the concert presented there in the Civic Auditorium, featuring Louis Armstrong and his all-stars. I shan't have very much to say today, because I'm going to let you hear the announcing as it was done by Louis Armstrong himself at the concert. So right now, I'll turn it over to old Satchmo.
Good evening, folks. That's Sack. We're going to jump a good old Goodwin for our opening tonight, and this will take you back to Indiana, because it's back home again in Indiana. Let's play.
Thank you.
behind. Honeysuckle Rose, say it then.
Louis Armstrong's all-stars at this concert included Jack Teagarden, Barney Bigard, Earl Hines, Cozy Cole, and Arvel Shaw. Now here comes Louis again to introduce the next number.
Since we're on the subject of my hometown, New Orleans, and there's a lot of home folks in the house, it's loaded with gumbo eaters, we're going to play Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Yes, sir.
Successful partnerships in jazz history was the teaming of Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden at the head of this all-star unit. They worked together for several years until Jack Teagarden left Louis a year or so ago to settle in California and start a little band of his own. On this next number, you'll hear the great trombonist in his very individual treatment of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust.
Do it when you do the hufflepuff. like an iliac, wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you want to ride.
One of the many triumphs enjoyed by Louis Armstrong during the past year was another successful tour of Europe, where he was greeted with wild enthusiasm in many of the free European countries. Of course, like a number of great jazz stars who have been to Europe in recent years, Louis would have been happy to entertain his many frustrated friends behind the Iron Curtain, except that there, his music is officially taboo. Well, I'm sure no amount of pressure from the governments of those countries will ever subdue the loyalty of these young fans to their musical heroes of jazz. But meanwhile, since Louis and so many others can't reach their fans in person in those Iron Curtain lands, let's hope they will get to feel a little closer to them with the help of Jazz Club USA. Let's hear Louis now introducing the next number at this Pasadena concert.
Thank you, folks. And here's a little request coming up for You Can Depend on Me. Someone you've met has made you forget that you know you can count on me. Now, honey, I wish you success, loads of happiness. Now, baby, I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely. If you ever need a friend, I'll be yours till the end. You know you can depend on me. Money. Here's one for the good old Goodwin. The boys like to jam, and it's That's a Penny.
Thank you.
brings us to the end of our musical tour today with Louis Armstrong, with the original Armstrong All-Stars back with him. Jack Teagarden on trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, Earl Hines at the piano, Cozy Cole on drums, Arvel Shaw on bass, and Velma Middleton with Louis on vocals. Once again, we'd like to call your attention to the fact that we are interested in hearing your comments and suggestions on what you think we can do to suit our program to your requirements for the best in American jazz. Just drop us a line here at Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is a program that brings you in-person performances by the top jazz men in America. And this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.